The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor David, so much that I just forget which, how should I enter? Because any door you enter, if you're not careful, it can lead to another way. But I will just, I want to, let me quickly start by this. Some of you may have been having questions saying, what's the difference between Christ and God? Christ and God. You hear people saying, Christ, God. Christ, God. Or you hear Christ and the Son of God. They are, and I've heard people, are you saying that there is different grace? Are you saying that the grace of Jesus Christ is there for the grace of God? Are you talking about, you are talking about Christ's life? God is eternal life. Are you not trying to make things complex? And that you are saying God is salvation. So then what is Jesus? I thought that Jesus is me, Yeshua, we not salvation. And so, let me quickly say this quickly, just to lay it quickly. Whenever you hear the word Christ, say Christ. Christ is a reality of God that can be measured. Say that, church. So long as any reality of God that you can measure, I'm talking about the things that made who God is, if you can measure it, you refer it to as Christ. I'm just going to give you a key. When it's still measurable, it's called Christ. But when you bring these realities that are of God, things that are made of God, and it comes to a season where you can't measure it anymore, then you move into the zone called God. For example, when you see the book of Philippians, chapter 8, for the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Anytime you see God, one thing they surely refer to is they use the word all, because it's the realm of all. Philippians chapter 4, quickly give it to me. Ephesians 4. I want to lay this foundation because all the time, for us to know, that's one wisdom, the one key to navigate epistles. And all able to watch it out for you. Look at Ephesians 4. Thank you so much. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. With all, look at this, all lowliness, realm of all meekness, with realm of all long suffering, with the realm of all forbearance, because it's the realm of all. With the realm of all one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So when we're talking about there's one body, one Spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord. This one Lord is Christ. They talk about one Spirit. And they talk about things that the Spirit administrates or the Spirit ministers. Go back, you'll find that. Go back those who are. There is one body and one Spirit. That one Spirit means there is no two spirits. There is one Spirit. That's tally with 1 John chapter 5. For the three agree in one. For God is the Spirit. Christ, the Son of God, that resurrection became the quickening Spirit. And we have the Holy Ghost, which is called the Holy Spirit. There are one Spirit. And the operation of one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope, there's no two hope. The hope of everyone that have responded to the calling of the Spirit is one. We only have one hope. There are no two hope in the gospel. One hope. And that hope is no other one, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. So one hope is Christ. One Lord, which is Christ there. And under one Lord came to He came to author and finish one faith. When you check by the Bible, there are diverse kind of faith. But it's a faith that the Lord Jesus Christ came with. He came to author and finish it. There are other faiths. When you read Hebrew, you read testimony of faith. Men who through faith had various things. But despite all their faith, Hebrew chapter 11 finishes with saying, all this one died, having not obtained the promise. So their faith, those faith various expressions, could not obtain the promise. Say, God, having prepared what? A better thing for us, that all that they without us should not be perfect. Because there's something that we are waiting for. They are waiting for this one faith that can bring the delivery of what? Of what God what have promised us. Hallelujah. So there's one faith and one baptism. Although when you check Hebrews chapter 6, it talks about baptisms. But all the baptisms are just one. Essence of all those baptisms is to baptize us into Christ. Everything, what a baptism is to baptize into Christ. Holy Ghost baptism, although they call it baptism of the Spirit, why is it to baptize us further into Christ? Our first initiation into Christ is new birth. New birth is our first initiation. Holy Ghost baptism is the second initiation into what? Into the Spirit. So when the motto baptism simply means initiation, immersion. Then after that, verse 6, quickly to him. Look at this. One God and Father of all. Whenever they are talking to God, they are talking about the realm of all. They are not talking about the realm of measurements. But when you talk into Christ, this Ephesians chapter 4, when he begins to talk the realm of Christ, it says, perfect. So let me just finish that. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. So when you get into the school of God, you are talking about a realm that measurement does not take place anymore. In Christ, there is joy. But when you get into God, there's a fullness of joy. In Christ, there's a hope, a lively hope in Christ. But that hope is still measured. When you get into God, you come into the blessed of the fullness of hope. When you are in Christ, there is peace. But in God, there is the peace of God that pass all understanding. So one thing, so when we are separating and the realm of all or the realm of the fullness does not open unto us until you have walked into the realm of what? Measure. Or what Paul called in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Though we see in part. So realm of Christ is in part realm. It's a realm of in part. Though we see in part, we prophesy in part, we know in part. So realm of Christ is realm of parts. And in that realm of part means there are portion, measurements. But realm of God is realm of whole, realm of fullness. So having know that, that's why you can see in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, they said, for the grace of the Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love. So there's a grace of the Lord Jesus in 1 Timothy that was exceedingly abundant with grace of the Lord. Thank you. The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is what is in Christ Jesus. But when you see Titus chapter 2, the grace of God that bringeth salvation. So there's the grace of the Lord, and the grace of the Lord has what it costs too. We call to what? The grace of the Lord contains what? Faith and love. Whereas the grace of God, as what is inside the grace of God, is bring salvation. So you are talking about what faith started, receiving the end of your faith. So faith started it. Faith is a measure. But the fullness of what faith started, receiving the end of the faith, the salvation of your soul. So we can see. So one thing you find that when you are talking about Christ, we are talking about realm of parts. Measure. So in Christ, because everything that Christ had, he took it, God gave it to him. So the Father loved the Son and gave him up. So everything that Christ had, Christ did not manufacture anything of his own. Everything that Christ had was given to him of his Father. So when Jesus was Christ, he had the things of God in measure. He had the things of God in part. When he moved into becoming the Son of God, he had the things of God in all, in fullness. I've also said the book of John chapter 3. For whom the God has sent are the seal of God, and God has given him spirit without measure. So the realm of the Son of God is a realm without measure. Say that, church. So the realm of Christ is the realm of measure. That's why you can find that in this book of Ephesians chapter 4. When you go down, and it gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge. So unity of the faith is the realm of Christ. When we come, unity of the faith is not that every church will be what? Will be together. What you unite the church, that when all churches are that one Lord, one faith, when we are all preaching one faith, and there's no way you will preach faith that you will not come into the end of the faith. That was it. Now the faith has its commandments. In the faith commandment is love, because it's a faith that works by love. In the faith commandment is hope. So you must touch the faith, the hope of the faith, and the love of the faith. That's the faith. So you know, faith is to exhaust faith. Then, comma, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So we must come into the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. Look at this. A perfect man is Christ. It's a Christ, a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature. So they come unto measure. They keep measuring to you. Of the stature. But there is the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ is the Son of God. Everybody say, the fullness of Christ is the Son of God. Or the fullness of Christ is God. So realm of the fullness is the realm of the Son, which is the realm of God. But the realm of Christ is the realm of measure, realm of parts. So it's necessary, because so for you to say that they are talking about Christ, so there are things I need, the things of Christ. They have to have the things of Christ. I also have the things of God. So that's why you can see any contesting for the most holy faith. That you have no Christ does not mean faith. That's everything about faith. Your faith, we read the book of Thessalonians, say, for we perfect your faith with power. Though you have faith, but faith can be perfected. The perfecting of the faith is what is bring about the most holy faith, because you can build on it, on faith of Christ. But when you are built on the faith of Christ, there are commandments they give to you, and when you are working those commandments, you build on the faith of Christ until your faith becomes the most holy, or the holiest of all. Another word for most holy means the holiest of all. That is the most holy. Say most holy is the holiest. Of what? All. There's the most holiest of all. There are holy, but there's that holy that is most holiest of all. You see, Joker is saying, the Father is greater than I. Joker Christ says that. He said, the Father is greater than I. And he will show the Son greater works than this, that you might marvel. So you see, the realm of Christ is a measure, but the Father will show the Son greater work. So when we are trying to bring distinction, so why we need to calibrate, why apostles calibrated Christ and God, is so that there will not be assumption and presumption. Because one of the things that was said in Psalm 19, that they will deliver me from presumption sin. So, Epistle try to lay accurately so that believer will not assume We will not take what we have not yet unto ourselves. We are able to know that there are calibrations in the journey of faith. Able to know that there are calibrations. So Christ is a realm of impact, realm of measurement. The things of God, but that she measuring it to you. God does not give these things at once. He measures it upon you. He will measure it upon you. But when you have keep, you have to still measure, you have to measure. After a while, they won't be able to count measure a more. Because that was the promise of God to Abraham. Lift up your eyes. As the stars cannot measure, so shall thy seed be. And as the sand of the sea that cannot be numbered, so shall thy seed be. So the realm where you can no longer count, you can no longer measure the things of God in the life of a man, that is only God that knows it, is the realm of God, or the realm of the Son of God. But when those things can still be measured, you have seen the realm, the dimension of Christ. So, and we know that we can't be talking about the dimension of all. We must start from somewhere and calibrate them in progression. That's why we're going to talk about faith, hope, and charity, which means growth, measurement of growth in Christ, until we get into the season of God. Is that clear? So it's not that when you are, they said it's something about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they are, which we shall use benediction, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then I say, it says another grace of God. Is the grace different from grace? It's the same grace, but is that it's increasing. Father, by do we find that in the book of Colossians chapter 1 also? Look at Colossians 1. I pray that we grant unto you, when I heard of your faith and your love for the other saints, the word I pray for you that desire that you might be filled with the knowledge. Say knowledge. Look at this. May be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Look at it. So by the reason of you being filled with wisdom and understanding, something will happen to you. You will walk worthy of the Lord, the Lord here, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Then, once again, an increasing in the knowledge of God. But you have the knowledge of His will that generate a work for you. But that knowledge that you have is not sufficient. You need to increase in the knowledge of God. You have a knowledge of His will. But in what you asked before, it's not sufficient enough to bring you into the realm of all pleasing. You will need the knowledge of God to be able to please God. You need all things that is in God to be in you, for you to be able to give God in all pleasing. And for that all to be available in you, you will need what? The knowledge. You need to increase in the knowledge of Him. You need to increase in knowledge of Him. So another quick word to use as an example, to also use to affirm this, is that when you get into the realm of all, you find out they cover all. You hear whenever they are talking about might, but when you get to God, they talk about the realm of almighty. There are might, but there is realm of God, realm of almighty. There's might, but when it comes to God, God is not just might. God is all. Every might that every man had, all that all might cumulative. He had all might. So, realm of God is the realm of all. So, when we are talking about salvation, we are talking about realm of acquiring all that pertains to salvation. Everything. Reverend said that last night or this morning that God has many, God knows many things, but there's things that pertain to salvation that God knows. So, when a man has exhausted all that pertains to salvation, a man has come into the fullness of what of God. I'm saying, for it pleased God that in the Son, everybody say, let's say that talk, Colossians. Let's say that. Let's say, for it pleased the Father, or is the Father of God? Yeah, it pleased the Father that in Him, Colossians, is that in, you know, it's Ephesians. Ephesians said, Colossians said, Ephesians chapter 4. For they please the Father that in the Son, in Him, in Christ, should all, everybody say, all fullness. Not measure. All fullness should dwell. For He pleased the Father that in Him. Before this, there are has measure. But the time came that He pleased the Father. Just like what this affirm, what Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 2. For when He pleased God, said that church, who separated me from my mother's womb? That's Galatians 2. Who separated me from my mother's womb? Look at it. When it pleased God, the season that when it comes to the season of God, when it pleased God, who separated my mother's womb and called me by His grace This is God's calling. To reveal his son, not to reveal Christ. Is the son, not to reveal Christ. This season, to reveal what? His son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I confound with flesh and blood. This flesh and blood means, without flesh and blood, you cannot enter the kingdom. That means, it was revelation of the son to me, granted me entrance into the kingdom. Paul was saying, about this time, I have entered the kingdom already. I wasn't concerned with flesh and blood. Realm of revelation of the son brought me to entrance into the kingdom. There was no confining with flesh and blood. The word fear, which was not flesh and blood again, because I gained entrance into the sphere of dominion. I confined with flesh and blood. Neither, verse 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, and I went unto Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. So we can see that the realm of all is the realm of God. Say that, church. And the realm of measure and impart things of God are Christ. Is that clear? But the time will come that it will please God to cause the fullness of Godhead to dwell. So when we come into the scene of fullness, that's we are coming to the day of God. Say, when we come into the scene of fullness, we are coming to the day of God. For that, when you go to a piece of Bible, you see the day of the Lord. You see the day of Christ. You see the day of God. Their Bible is not mistaken. They were laying seasons. The day of the Lord is when the Holy Ghost is still working within the church to bring the church into the day of Christ. When the church have arrived in the day of Christ by the operation of the Holy Ghost, they start coming to season of measuring the things of Christ to them. When the church come into the day of God, that's the season when the church start receiving the things that pertain to what? Completion, fullness of things of God. They start receiving the things. So it's not that there is different faith when you come into God. It's the same faith that what you add unto it. Peter, you find Peter. Peter was talking about the season of the end, the service of the revealed in the last time. He said, add to your faith. You have a faith, but you can add to your faith. Beside this, you have other things before. You have them in measure. Beside this, give me all the end. Add to your faith virtue. They have virtue before, because you have called us to glory and virtue. But yet, you can still add more. There is, by reason of understanding, by reason of opening you, because it's a technology of how you see. But by calibrating your sight, you see deeper. Just that you can see somebody from afar. When you see someone afar, there are details you capture when you see something from afar. But when you move nearer, you capture more details because you are more nearer. So as we move nearer unto the things of God, when you are far from the things of God, there's a way Holy Ghost plenty to you. When you move nearer by reason of consecration, because you don't move nearer until you consecrate or you are separated and sanctified, you come nearer. The more you come nearer, you have access to more details. So God does not despise the day of little beginning. God will not tell you not to despise the day of little beginning if he despised the day of little beginning. So God recognized that great things have to start little. And God recognized, so God calibrated those little in a way that we can be captured. Besides this, give all diligence. Because it's about the time for you to have abundance entrance into the everlasting kingdom. Which is everlasting life that pastor was teaching in the morning. So you need to put all diligence. You have been diligent in the past, but in this season you are coming into is the reason you will need all diligence in it. And that's the day of salvation is the day of all diligence. You have been diligent in meeting. You come for 2 meetings in a week, but yeah, you listen to 2 tapes in a week. But now you need to pay more. A day should not pass without you listening to enough tapes, because you need all diligence. Is the day of salvation is the day of all. Who say, who God, who wants all men to be saved? It's the realm of completion. It's the realm of perfection. It's the realm of the sealing of all. So, give me the former scripture that I was reading. Okay. So, add, make with all diligence knowledge. But you have knowledge before. And what? Temperance. In Christ, you must have temperance. But he said that you should build to a temperance. And to temperance, patience. There's a patience in what? Faith and patience. Those who do it and inherit. You need patience. And to patience, godliness. Godliness is God-like, which is Christ. But here, for abundant center, you need to have godliness. Because there's another measurement you have more. And so godliness what? But I was kindness. And to balance kindness, charity. If this thing be in you and abound, how about me when you have them in all? They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This one, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and have forgotten that he was purged. So these people that were hardened, they were purged already. They were purged from his old sins. Before they have been purged. But they need not just to be purged, they needed to do something to their purging. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If this thing, if you do this thing, you shall never fall. Another version says, you shall never what? Fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom, or unto eternal life, or everlasting life, or everlasting salvation, or everlasting priesthood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just feel I should quickly do that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's read. I have many scripture that is jumping at me. Let me start from the prophet tonight again. I like the prophet. The prophet, last night, I wanted to teach on the scriptures of the prophet and salvation. That was what I wanted to preach on. I wanted to preach on the scriptures of the prophet and salvation. Let's start from 1 Peter. Let's start from 1 Peter. Then we come to the prophets. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 5. Are we all there, church? Okay, amen. Who are kept by the power of God? Let's say that, church. Through faith unto salvation. So there is a faith. The essence of faith is for salvation. I say, wow! Why is faith? Why do you believe? That's simply faith. Faith means, why do you believe Jesus Christ? Why did you believe Jesus Christ? If someone asks you. Say, when you ask for the reason of your believing, of the hope that is in you. So you are hoping. What is the reason behind the hope that is in you? The essence of the hope that is within you is for salvation. So, please, let's go back. Who are kept? They say, who are kept? By the power of God. So you know that when you talk about the power of God here, they are not talking about the power that comes by the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's a power that Holy Ghost, say, you shall say power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There's a power that Holy Ghost brings to men. And we need that power in our lives. We need that power. Say, you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So there's that power that when Holy Ghost come upon you, that you receive. And particularly, when Jesus was talking to those, he was talking to what? He was talking to the those who are his disciples. He had taught them. So he said, you have power. And he also said, I give you power over. Mark, I give you power over what? Serpents, scorpions. Over what? Over every what? And not just by any means of you. So there's a power, and we all, especially men from my generation upward, are those in their day very high, although they are reduced in this generation because men are more carnal. Flesh. So, and those power are spirit. When there's flesh, they run away. They run. When they smell too much flesh, they run away. Because one of the things that kills the power of the Holy Ghost, because the church become more secular and sensual. We become more secular and sensual. when we come to the meet our church, we start doing single sex and success. We started bringing motivational speaker. I knew when the three was leaving the church, I got born again in the midst of atmosphere of revolt everywhere. And the thing was so heavy that I didn't even know that normal Sunday service in my church where I was going for was Holy Ghost service. My pastor believed that Sunday you do the work of an evangelist. He said, because that's when you see a lot of people that come to church. He said, so on Sunday, he does not teach deep on Sunday. He teach and there's a dimension of the Spirit. It's only on Tuesday, we have a meeting Wednesday and Friday, that he does a lot of deep teaching and prayer. But Sunday, he believes that he should be the work of an evangelist. So he teaches to be able to reach out to everybody so that he can see this out to be able to come for other meetings of the week. So normally, on my Sunday service in my church, you see break prophecy, tongues, and interpretations. When I was in my church, before the arrangement, you see sickle cell, SS, their genitals have been torn. A family has three of them. They are still alive today. But the power, the man taught, Pastor Sunday or Saturday, taught. He was a sickle cell. He was financially ill. His genocide, everything changed about him. And so he has so much power of faith. So these guys are followers who believe in me. So, but when you talk about the power of God, they talk about what this power is for. It's for keeping. Those who are kept by the power of God. So there is a power the Holy Ghost baptized with. It's not to keep. It's to publicize Jesus. Is to advertise and bear witness to Jesus. But there's the power of God. Everybody say the power of God. Can you say that, church? When the power of God is at work, is for keeping. The power of God is for keeping. Say that, church. That's the essence of the gospel, is to keep. That was to keep is to hold. You see Paul saying that in 2 Timothy chapter 1. For I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto me against that day. What is that day? It's the day of salvation. So Paul said, I know whom I believed. I am persuaded that he is able to keep. So there's a power that can keep against the day. It will keep against the day. Because the day of salvation is also the day of vengeance. And it's also the day of evil. So it's able to keep against evil day unto salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can see that who are kept by the power of God through faith. So the only thing that can pull the power into use, the only thing that can activate the power, the only thing that gives motion to the power is faith. The power can be in annihilation. Well, energy of faith or the force of faith have not been exerted upon it. It will take the force of the faith being exerted on the part of God to make the part of God to work. Just as in the power that Holy Ghost gives, you also need faith to cause that power to move, to demonstrate. So before healing, you need to put faith so that the power that Holy Ghost gives, you can bring forth deliverance, healing, you know, what the Lord will want. So likewise also, God, the power of God, does not respond to anything that is not the faith of Christ. That's why you see Romans chapter 1, 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The only thing that the power of God responds to is the gospel of Christ, or the news of Christ, or the understanding of Christ. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So just like here, he called it, Romans call it the power of God unto salvation. First thing I call it the faith unto salvation. So the faith unto salvation is the gospel of Christ. So what is faith? So where you saw the faith unto salvation, you can put the gospel of Christ unto salvation. So the power of God is the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say that, church. So the power of God is the gospel of Christ. So the gospel of Christ is the power of God. So in the realm of power, everybody say the realm of power. There are angels that God created, some angels, they call them powers. You find that what? Ephesians chapter 4 and Colossians chapter 1. They have been made what? They are made that we know exceeding greater of his power. Ephesians chapter 4. And what is the exceeding greater of his power? Toward who believe. That's the power that so us do. Who believe. That this power does not come to you. It's not working towards you. That's the power that is working. Working means operational. There's a power that's supposed to be operational around you. It's operational towards you. That power, you can't take it yet, but it's working towards you. It's working towards you. It's like that power is like, it's like Mandizu, very big tanker, that you are coming and it's working towards you. And you can't contain it, but it's working towards you. So he said, those who believe, it's only working towards them. According to the working of his mighty power, verse 20, with a wrath, but that power, he did not walk towards Christ, but he wrath is in Christ. That power walk inside Christ, with a wrath in Christ. Because the only person that power can walk inside is Christ. With a wrath in Christ, when he raised him up, that power is rather keep, and he raises. Would he raise him from the dead and set him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power? So there's a power that raises above power. There are beings that are called power, principalities and power. But it's a power that walks on them, walk on Christ, and raise Christ above principalities and power. So we can see that there are angels that are powers. But there's another power that has capacity to raise above those powers. So that's the power of God. And that power of God is not any other thing but the gospel of Christ. That gospel of Christ was what Pastor Dimitri was calling about, the publication of peace or good tidings that publishes peace. So another word for the power of God is peace, is God's power. When a man has made peace with God, reconciliation has taken place in the soul. When there's nothing in you that is fighting God, it will take power to make war to cease in you. What will make a man to agree? There's a power that can make you to agree with God. Agreement is not easy to be reached. It's not easy to reach agreement. Not compromise. Oftentimes, what we call agreement are compromise. In marriages, couple does compromising. It will take God's dealing for the soul to come into place of agreement. To agree is not one. To agree means there must have been the same thoughts running the soul. To agree. So agreement, a soul cannot agree with God's standard. To agree, talk about agreement, means agree with God's revealed standard. Agree with God's ways. Isaiah 55. For my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts your thoughts. As heaven is high from the earth, so are your ways to my way, and my thoughts from your thoughts. And it's not only man, even angels. God's ways are not their ways. You don't know? God said it to Moses. He said, Moses said, if you will not go with us, do not leave the land. God said, don't worry, I won't go with you, but I will send my angel with you. He said, for my name is in him, but him, he won't pardon you. Me, I can pardon you. But this guy, he does not have that operation. He's not pardoning. You know the pardon. When you sin, he flogs you. He just bring your bonbon, lash, pa, pa, pa. Don't do that thing again. Setting you up. And let's continue our journey. This one, you know the pardon. Because why? What is inside him? The lack that he does not pardon. So because of that, if the way he addresses issue is even the way God will handle it. So you can see he has his way. But God, we have his own way, and God is one that designed us that way. God allow you like that. And God knows why he did that. So you can see, say, my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts from your thoughts. As heaven is high from the earth, so are my ways from your ways, and what? My your thoughts from my thoughts. So we can see that we, and because they are like north from the south, that they are so far apart, man and God. So because of that, there needs to be one mediator between man and God. 1 Timothy 2. The man Christ Jesus. So the essence of the mediator is to bring man to reconcile. Reconciling me, can you bring man to reach an agreement with standard of God? God has standard. There's a way how God thinks. You know, one thing that can be so frustrating is when you communicate your thoughts to someone. That the person is seen differently, it can be so frustrating. Even a human being, it can be so frustrating. That's why, over time, some people say, a lot of people ask a question many times, say, when if you say this message is the, what the church is supposed to be, why is it not everywhere in the church? I tell everybody, I say, God has to wait for everybody. Because man cannot even agree amongst themselves. In Nigeria, we are not in agreement. I would say it's not very bull, and if you like, it's not agreeing with Iboma. Iboma is not agreeing. Everybody has a view of how Nigerian should be run. And to every man, the way Nigerian should be run is what is best in his sight. Even not only Nigeria, even abroad. Why the nation move forward in abroad? It's not because they have to have a manifesto. Even each president, when they come from the different party, they come to do the same thing in different ways. Because man has variation. Let's say man has variation. That's why 1 John chapter 2 says, for God is light. In him there's no darkness, no shadow of turning or variation. So, essence of Christ is to bring for agreement. Agreement means bring for reconciliation. Let man for one time agree with God's standard. That's the essence of the gospel of Christ. And there's no way man will agree with God's standard. So God does not roll out all his standard. God rolls out a dimension of his standard. And that dimension of his standard is what we call faith. It's what we call hope. It's what we call love or charity. Those are God's standard that God calibrated. That, okay, can you do with my faith? And if you can come in agreement with my faith, it's a standard I can take you further in agreeing with me. So to agree with God is reconciliation. And that reconciliation is what they call peace. That's why they call it, for blessed are the peacemaker. You make peace. Everyone say, make peace. To make peace is to forge peace. God forges peace. God make, agree with me. And when a soul has agreed, the only place that my soul can agree with God's standard is Christ. It's for the gospel of Christ to be preached. And the preaching of the gospel of Christ says, those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So there is a salvation need to be ready, revealed. But the salvation can't be revealed until men have been kept. To be kept is that, can you come into agreement? Can you come into reconciliation so that you can now take the thought of salvation? Because salvation is also a high thought. Salvation is thought. Very all thought of God. There's a way. When I say thought, there is a way God's thought is framed. Salvation is God's thought, God's judgments. They are, and those thoughts are tangible things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, for eyes have not seen. Last time I was talking about our sin. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither he enter into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. That what God has prepared. But eyes can't see. So for eyes to see, he wasn't talking about eyes cannot see it. That was he talking about ear cannot hear it. Now it's not that it can't enter the heart of man. What does it mean? There is a kind of eyes that can see what God has prepared. There's a kind of ear that can hear what God has prepared. And there's a kind of heart that can perceive and receive what God has prepared. It's not the heart of every Sule and every Muhammad or every John on the streets. There's a kind of heart that can see. There's a kind of ear that can hear. There's a kind of heart that can understand the things that God has prepared. Hallelujah. So we can see that the intent of God is first and foremost to bring our man into a state of reconciling. The reconciliation is what the gospel of Christ does. And the gospel of Christ that brings for reconciliation is the teaching of righteousness. Righteousness is the tool of reconciliation. Say that, church. Can you say that on front and the back? Those who are in the middle, can you say that? Those who are in the front, can you say that? All together, let's say that. So, righteousness are God even his standard. And one of the standards God raised that without faith, you can't please me. That without faith, you don't just use faith to receive things from me. Without faith, you can't please me. So you must not know God. Then God says, okay, God, I want to please God. Say, without faith, then God says, God, I need the faith. God says, the faith will spell out. Say faith, spelling out. How to please God. So when faith spells out how to please God, to spell out. Just like you spell words. So faith spell out how to please God. When faith is spelling out to please God, what faith spell out of how to please God is what they call righteousness of God. What the faith spell out, or what the faith bring into open, because righteousness of God is God. Eyes cannot see it. It will take the power of faith. I told you last time. It will take the power of faith to see into the realm of the unseen. And the realm of the unseen is the realm of God. And he that wants to come to God, we need a power that can pierce through the unseen to fetch out those things, or you see those things, and begin to spell them out. So faith spell out what? Into the unseen, the things of God. And when faith is seen, it's spelling it out. It's spelling out. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So those that is seen, you can't see. They are righteousness. Faith is seen and it's spelling it out for you. When it's spelling out for you, so what is faith? Seeing into is into righteousness. That's why I say, when I say, we walk not by faith and not by sight. So we call not teacher. We think we know it. We go by faith and not by sight. Because faith is another sight that can see into the unseen. I'm not talking about the unseen. I'm not talking about seeing into heavens. I'm saying see into God. Because God is the invisible. You can see Christ. So the only eyes, the only power that are capable to pierce through the Christ and God, and when he's seen it, he's spreading it out. Just like he's spreading it out, okay, this husband, love your wife. That's faith talking. Husband, love what you could see. Husband, okay, this is the thought of God concerning husband. If your husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself to her, that she might be washed by the washing of water by the word. His faith spreading out righteousness. Then faith, look for that. Why? Submit yourself to your own husband. It's faith that is praying now. Those are righteousness. Father, do not make your children angry. It's faith that is seen to the world, is seen to the realm of the thought of God concerning children. And how children should be that God to them. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor. Your parents in the Lord. Okay, your parents in the Lord. What are your spiritual authority? Okay, this is how you should obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and your mother, that your day may be long in the land of the Lord. So, it's faith that is spreading out. So, what faith sits into So a prophet is a man of faith. Say that, church. Faith and prophets. Say that, church. When you talk about scriptures of the prophets, the scriptures of the prophet are the scripts of the prophets. Give me 1 Peter. Let's see. How you know prophets of the New Testament? Not only prophets, even prophets of old. One thing that makes prophets is faith. Faith training is what they used to raise prophets. And that was that when they raise prophets, what they see and what they inquire and search is concerning salvation. Because if for them to start salvation, it's got your faith unto salvation. So you can't be a prophet, you can't be part of the holy prophet. Holy prophets are not just seers and that prophesy. They are men that see into the unseen. To be a prophet is to see into the unseen. And you can't see to the unseen. The soul cannot see unto the unseen without the energy of faith. It, what does it mean by energy of faith? Energy of faith means the soul must have carried obedience for them to break open the vision of God into God for him. The soul must have carried obedience. So you must know, where does the prophet fetch out their scripts from? Prophetic scripture of the prophet were set out of the vision of faith. Prophetic scripture were fetched out of vision of faith is the delivery of vision of faith that prophets are scriptures of the prophet. And because it's the vision of faith, the end of the vision of faith is salvation. But they could not allow them to see unto the end. Say Moses, who cannot see unto the end of that which is passing away? So they search and inquire. But they could not see unto the end. And it's not only Moses. Go and read Daniel. What shall be the end of this matter? Say, oh Daniel, seal up the matter. For the time shall be, but the end. They see. So once about the prophet, they could not see into the hand of the matter. Through the vision of faith, they broke into the unseen, which is the realm of God, but they could not see the hand of the matter. And until you see the end of the matter, the end of the matter is the end of the faith. The vision of faith is salvation, is the end of the matter. And when you can't see into the end of the matter, you can't capture the burden of salvation. So prophetic scriptures or scripture of the prophets, we have visions of faith. So look at this. Give me verse 7, sir. Oh master, pray me, save it. That is why of your faith. Look at when you see prophets, one thing the prophet has together is that they are triers. Somebody say triers. That's one sign of prophets. Triers. Triers were trainings for them to break open their soul, to break open into the unseen. They need to try their faith. They went into diverse dealings. Essence of those dealing upon their life. When I talk about, you are talking about prophets, you start from Abel. Abel was one of the first prophets. Because when you say for the prophet, from Abel, when Jacob was talking about them, say your father just said the Bible, from Abel, unto the last one. That, is this Zachariah that was key between the poor in the world? You say you require from your hand of your generation. From Abel. So to be a prophet does not mean until you call it prophet Jerusalem or prophet Jehu. So you don't need to have prophets in your name. How you know prophet is he that can see into the realm of the unseen, like Moses. To see to God is to see to God's thoughts, see into God's ways. And when you see into it, what do you spell out? Or what do you script out? What the prophet saw into the realm and what they scripted out is the matter. That's why when you see prophet, what they saw, you see Isaiah, he talk about righteousness. What the prophets speak of are teachings of righteousness, or they are teaching God's standard. And those things God standard means that men must submit and obey so I can come into a place of agreement or reconciliation. So the visions of the prophets are visions of faith. And because of that, so what prophetic visions capture are what in their script is the thoughts. Is the thought, the victor, which are righteousnesses. Thanks. Say from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be the choir of this generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that what perisheth, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise, honor, glory at the appearing. That appearing here is not talking about rapture. That appearing is what? Understanding. Understanding of who Jesus Christ is coming to you. Whom have you not seen? Ye love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believe him. You rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, because of time I can't dwell. Let's move. Receive it. When Paul gets there, because he was after receiving, you see something. That's what we talk about the prophet. Because there is something the prophet could not see until the end of the matter, like Moses. Receiving the end of your faith. Even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation? The prophets. The soul, the prophets had a vision. There was something that the prophets they saw into, but they could not receive the end, that thing. But they began to, of which salvation the prophet has inquired. Time will not allow me. I will have gone to the book of Daniel and search diligently. Can you see what they say that with all diligently? Who prophesied of the grace? This morning, Pastor was talking about grace. Grace that will bring me into the covenant of grace, which is life, the covenant of life and grace, or the covenant of life and peace. And talk about the covenant of mercy, or the covenant of everlasting covenant, which is the covenant of everlasting life, which Pastor called is the covenant of mercy, the sure mercy of David. Let's go back. Peter. Of which salvation the prophet have inquired. So the prophet inquired. How did the prophet inquire? When the prophet broke into vision, there was something that those vision, it was a faith training. That's like every prophet in the land of Israel, that the archive, there was a trial that before them. The more they tried them, the more they broke into visions. In fact, you see, trial was a trigger, was a launching pad for them to break them into the Holy Ghost. Because it was the Holy Ghost that was doing that thing. Because, for example, you see, the Spirit of Christ that was in them. How that Spirit of Christ was in them is not, is what it taught in Romans chapter 8. For if any man had not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. For if any man had not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. Thank you so much. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. So let me go to 1 Peter. Okay, look. Of which profession the prophet have inquired and said diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? Fasting what? They sat what? They wanted to know what is salvation. And what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them. So the prophet asked something. So prophetic scripts, what captured us in the Spirit of Christ? Because the Spirit of Christ works on souls. The Spirit of Christ is on the soul. And because they are soul, it was trained by faith. The Spirit of Christ could find access to their soul. But you have to, the Spirit of Christ is also in measure. Because you will take the fullness of the Spirit of Christ to be able to capture, to see, to know salvation. But it was in measure. So the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, did signification. So what you see, the prophet do that, they carry signification. They didn't carry the substance. They didn't carry the substance of salvation. Firstly, why couldn't they carry the substance of salvation? Because the faith that can deliver salvation was not yet utter. Until Christ came to utter and finish the salvation. The faith that can deliver end of faith, which is salvation of the soul. So because of that, the only thing that the prophet could capture, that they capture signification. So their vision was a signification. It was an insignia. They had a signification. What is another for signification? It was more of a type. God demonstrated a type, but not the real salvation. God demonstrated a type of salvation to them. So the Spirit of Christ that was in them could not bring forth the actual what is the salvation, and the way of salvation could not be open to them. But the Spirit of Christ, because of the inquiry and the search, signifies salvation a different way to them. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times, in diverse manners, you see, look at this. Oh, if you can let me put this and that first letter, you say what and what manner? Essence of, they were considering many manner. The Spirit of Christ was bringing forth manner to them. God, who had sundry time in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet. So what the prophet was talking to the Father were issues of salvation. Because that was what the prophet inquired of and searched. But in their inquiry and their search, they only brought forth signification to them. They didn't bring forth the substance. Because why? The faith that can receive the substance has not yet been uttered. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. But the thing of substantiating the issue of faith and salvation was not yet ready. So the best they could give them, they gave them signification, but they didn't give them the substance. So they didn't give them that. But when you can say to author, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the faith that you guys came to author is supposed to bring about what? Grant us access into the substance. So the faith of Jesus Christ is what gives us access. So everybody in the New Testament ought to be prophets. Faith makes us to be prophets. Because you remember Moses said it, for a prophet like unto me shall the Lord raise among you, and him shall you hear, and anyone that will not hear him shall be cut off from among his brethren. So what made the prophets is the Spirit of Christ. And what the Spirit of Christ uses to raise the prophet is faith. What is faith? Faith is seeing into the invisible. Faith is seeing into the unseen. Not seeing into unseen. Seeing into the unseen. Is the unseen. Because you can go to heaven and see angels. That does not mean you are a prophet. It's to see into the realm of the unseen. What 2 Corinthians chapter 4 read last week. Why we look not at the things that are seen? So there are things that are seen. Angels are seen. Zechariah saw angels. And it was not, he saw it. Daniel, he saw it. Father and mother of Samson saw an angel. Abraham saw angel. But Jonah said, no one has seen God at any time except the only begotten of the Son, who is from the bosom of the Father, I declare him. So the unseen is God. Say that, church. So the power of God that can walk in a man, the power that walketh in Christ Jesus. The power, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for the power of God unto salvation. By the power of God, through our kept by faith unto salvation. So faith unto salvation is power unto salvation. So the power that keep the soul and work on the soul to cause the soul to break into the eternal. Why are we looking at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen? So we have been called to look at the things that are unseen. So eyes have not seen, yes, now are. Now you enter into the heart of men. So, but the power that initiates us into the unseen, or into what they call into the eternal, is faith. So it's there from power of Holy Ghost. So the answer to that power is to cause us to see. So when a man begins to see the eternal or the unseen, you say that man has become a prophet. That's able to say faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of the Son, make the soul a prophet. So that's what faith. Faith wants to make the soul to become a prophet. A prophet is the one from the heart, not the one from with gifts. The prophet from the soul. So when the training of faith, and I'm not saying you should leave this place and begin to say, I'm now a prophet. When you get to Daddy Zemeck and say, Daddy, you don't know I'm a prophet. They don't say that. It's a sign that you're not one. It's a sign that you are not one. So the essence of the power of God unto salvation, of the faith unto salvation, is that faith, which is God's power, make out of the soul a prophet. Who is a prophet? He that see into the eternal. Or he that see unto the realm of the unseen. Or what he called Moses, seeing the invisible. Let me look for it. Hebrews chapter 11. Time is running, man. The thing is running. It's not waiting. Running is on race. I don't know, anytime you are preaching, time run. But when you are watching TV, it does not run. Or when you are praying, it does not run. So you think you are praying for 30 minutes. You look at them. You have not only prayed for 5 minutes. I thought I prayed for 30 minutes. But when it's time and it's preaching, it runs. Look at this. I was thinking about faith. I said, hope is to see. Look at what faith hope did. Faith hope did in Abraham. By faith. That means through the working of faith. That was a spoken of faith that was enacted in Moses. Or, I don't know what the work of faith means, the power. Because faith is power. By the power that worked on Moses, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as well. Want to go? See him. What did he see? Who did he see? Whom did he see? Who did he see? He see him. See him who is invisible. So what Moses saw was not a thing. It's a person he saw. Although when he saw this thing, he saw it in a shadow and a figure. He didn't see the real substance. Seeing him who is invisible. So faith is the power to see him. And so faith we have to keep you to see him who is invisible. When you begin to see who is invisible, that's so you become prophet. That's the sense of Book of Revelation chapter 19:22. When that angel wanted to warn John, wanted to watch out, see that you do it not. For I'm one of your fellow servants, the prophets that all the testimony of Jesus Christ. For the testimony of Jesus is spirit of the prophets. For the testimony of Jesus, make out, consider what the make of the spirit that is on the prophets of this order, the prophet of the New Testament. And he said unto me, see that you do it not. For I am your fellow servant, and all thy brethren, the prophets. There's their brethren, the prophets. And of them which keep sayings of this book, worship God. Verse 19. Also quoted this thing. 19. Can you hear me project 19? Okay. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit that raises the prophet. So the faith hope training is to produce a kind of prophet that can see him who is invisible. To see him who is invisible, to see into the eternal. That's why there is nothing of faith, hope, and joy. They abide it. Because it's a zone of eternal. For now abide faith, hope, and charity. Because these three are what? And the greatest of them is what? Is charity. So you can see, because what they say abide, because it's the realm of abiding things. It's God. It's the realm of abiding God. It's not the realm of that pass away. Prophecies shall cease. Tongues shall cease. Word of wisdom shall cease. But these three abided. So, first Peter. Such it was of one manner of time the Spirit of Christ. So the Spirit of Christ, everybody say the Spirit of Christ, make you to be him. For whosoever have not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. That what select to be his means you are his brethren. Fellow brethren. To be his. How Christ makes claim over so is the Spirit of Christ. So the brethren of Christ are prophets. You don't publish salvation except I mean prophets. Salvation must only be prophets. To be prophet is to be Christ. Prophets are Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Give me the foundation of the Lord. Stand it sure. Yes. Nevertheless, say that, church. The foundation of God. So God has foundation. The foundation of God. If God wants to lay a foundation in a man, which is Christ. And what comes to the foundation is faith, hope, and charity, which is Christ. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth or abideth. That was standing is abiding. Anything that has to be God uses as foundation are abiding substances, which is faith, hope, and charity. Standeth sure. Having this seal. Look at the one to go. What is it? The Lord knoweth them. That was that are is. So those who are is, them that are is. Not every Christian are is. Not every born again child of God are is. He knoweth them that are is. He had the knowledge of them that are is. What is the condition to those that are is? The next phase. Unless everyone that nameth, that one nameth, let everyone that bear the name of Christ. If you have been named after Christ, or you are bearing Christ, how you know that the name of Christ to be given, there's one thing Christ watches for. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's a departure from iniquity. Departure from iniquity is different from hating iniquity. You must depart from it first before you can hate it. Depart from iniquity. Verse 20. So, they that are is. So, if any man are not the seed of Christ, is none of is. So, to be one of is, when he says, he's none of is. So, I am one of your fellow servants. The prophet. So the prophet, they search and inquire concern what and what manner of time. So the people, only people that can inquire and search about issue of salvation are prophets. A non-believer cannot inquire about salvation. So they develop a curriculum of Christ by the Spirit of Christ to raise those who can inquire and search concerning the end of the matter. So they use faith, hope, and charity to raise prophets that you can publish salvation to. So Christ is the new creation prophet. Say that, church. So Christ, when you say an all for Christ, is prophets. You remember in the book of Revelation, there are the two olive trees, which are the two anointed ones that stand before the Lord of the whole earth. So you can see that these two olive prophets, they are two prophets who symbolize the law and the prophets, Moses and Elijah. Moses stands for the law, and where Elijah stands for what? For the prophets. So you can see these are the two olive trees, and they stand before the Lord of your heart. So you could see that it's the olives which are the anointed ones, and the anointed ones are Christos, who are the prophets. Is this prophet that you bring about the revelation of salvation that is to be revealed in this last day, on this last time? Peter, give me back Peter, first Peter. Searching what? Of what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, because they are his. For anyone that has not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. So one thing you find, when you use faith, hope, and charity, the Spirit of Christ will dwell in you. So that Spirit of Christ is a sign that you have been accepted. He is the first adoption. It's a sign that this one is mine. Foundation have been laid inside this one. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The foundation of the Lord is abiding inside this one. Having this seed, for the Lord knoweth those who are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ. This one is bearing my name. Bearing my name means is having my foundation. For no foundation can any man lay that which is laid, which is Christ. Christ has been laid, which is faith, hope, and charity have been laid. Then such a man is the prophet. Is among the prophets. Certain words, or man of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, this signified when he testified before him the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 10. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto all, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things, the angels. So it's not only the prophets that inquire about salvation. Angels are also desire to look into it. So the prophet of old were interested about salvation. Angels are higher prophets, because this angel was an angel that was saying that I wanted to bow and worship him, and the angel said, "See that you do it not. I am one of your fellow servants, the prophet." So there are prophets in angelic order, and there are prophets in man's order. Look at me. The angels, not every angel, concerned itself with the testimony of Jesus Christ. But every angel in heaven that are interested, that minister the things of the testimony of Jesus. Or Hebrew chapter 1, the last verse. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that are the heir of salvation? All those prophets in those categories, all those angels are prophets of amongst angels, or amongst invisible men. So angels desire to look. So the prophets or among men, we are searching and making inquiry. Angels, we are what? We are desiring to look into it. So these classes of men, they were prophets. So we cannot be talking about looking into the issue of salvation and publishing salvation until you see among the prophets, which are the brethren. And that brethren are who say, I will declare your name among my brethren. In the midst of the church, will I sing praise? So the scriptures of the prophets, or the scripts of the prophets, their significations of salvation thoughts. That reason why we don't share experience, but I had an encounter that brought entrance into the prophet, and I knew where I was when I had an encounter. And he said, you are now authorized to teach the prophet and the epistles. He said, you will teach the prophet and the epistles. I didn't understand it until years after. Wow. Because the key epistle has a prophet. Because it's what the prophet said and what was signified to them. They were making an inquiry. And when you say the prophet, mean those that are Christ. You can't understand the letters of Christ, epistle and letter of Christ, until you have the spirit of Christ. Which thing the angel they have to look into? Verse 13, sir. Guide up the loins of your mind. Wherefore? Because this issue that we are looking about today. Guide up the loins of your mind. Be sober and up to the end for the conversation. Guide up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Those are attitudes of the heart that are necessary for this revelation of salvation. And hope. That's why last night I was emphasizing about hope. Hope to the end for the grace that bringeth salvation to appear to you. So the condition you must have, that you must guard up the loins of your mind. You must be sober. And you must hope unto the end. To be open, you must wait to the end for the grace that bringeth salvation to be brought to you. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought. There's a grace that's to be brought. Or the grace that bringeth salvation. The grace that will fetch salvation. The grace that will fetch the thought of salvation. The grace that will bring the substance of salvation. The grace that will bring the opening of salvation unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this revelation of Jesus Christ, the church was in this waiting until John chapter 1. John chapter 1 opened like this, the revelation of Jesus Christ. That was when that grace, what Paul wrote, that they should wait, they should open their hand. The church was in waiting until that salvation was brought in revelation. So book of Revelation from the end, beginning to the end, was salvation epistle. That's why you see every time when they broke the seventh seal, it was salvation, the harvest multitude. When they sang the seventh trumpet, there was harvest. God, trumpet cumulated in Revelation 12. There was harvest of the man child. Harvest. There was harvest in Revelation 7. The seal of the living God was on some people. There was a great multitude of harvest. With salvation. It was salvation. They were entering the mention of salvation. When the 12th trumpet cumulated, it was Revelation 12, the man child. Then you saw the company of the brethren of the man child that are the testimony of Jesus and the commandments of God. No, it's 12, sir. And you see the third woman, the woman who is to be fed and had two great wings. Take into the wind. When you move from there, I want to begin to talk about the plague moved. When you get to Revelation chapter 14, there was another group of people. So what you see, salvation program. They were rolling it in badges. Each seven seal had the salvation. Second trumpet is salvation, because it was a season where salvation was being revealed. All flesh, we are seeing it together. Those are people that say, I just want the face of the Lamb, and the one, the rest of the Lamb, they are doing, they saw it. They removed the heat. They saw the salvation. They responded to it. Their first cry, salvation of our God, who's upon the throne. When you get into God, Revelation chapter 12, after the man child that was called, salvation. When you get to Revelation chapter 14, was salvation. From the breaking of the seal, the seventh trumpet, and the plague. It was salvation, because it was a day of God, which is the day of salvation. The program that was upon the head was program of salvation. This day that we are coming into, I want to announce to you that we are in the day of salvation. You will not be surprised that this coronavirus will bring many people to salvation. Because you remember in Revelation chapter 7, when it says, and when it was come, say, do not hold the following until the seven will have been sealed on their first head. But immediately they let go, there was what? Salvation. Men came into salvation. So all this virus, after this thing might have been hold on, there will be a lot of salvation that will come out. In China, there will be massive salvation. In Europe, that have gone away. Coronavirus, why is it there? Because God wants to bring salvation there. Those places are necessary for salvation, because we are in the day of the vengeance of our God and the day of great salvation. And so, coronavirus is a tool in the hand of the Lord to address salvation. The enemy meant it for evil, but God will use it for salvation. People will be coming to salvation. You will be hearing in Arab nation, multitude coming to salvation. Because it's in the day. Because this season, wherefore gather the loins of your mind. Be sober. Up to the hand. For the grace that bringeth salvation that will appear unto all flesh. When I say, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. For all men is grass. And the glory of man is the flower of the flesh. So, salvation, apparently, all flesh, I see the salvation of the Lord. Salvation of our God. So, season of grace is not publishing salvation. So, the church kept on waiting. In their waiting, then the Spirit of God took what? I, John, was in the eye of Patmos in the day. And there was, and that's in book. They brought the revelation of Jesus Christ. That revelation of Jesus Christ is the revelation of the other sign of the Son of God. That which is the bringing or good tidings of good, the publication of salvation. But the person that they brought this revelation of Jesus Christ was, see that you do it not. For I am one of your fellow servants, the prophet. So John was among the prophets, because he says on him, for he take the book and eat it. For you hear prophesy unto many nations. So John was a prophet. So the person that he brought the revelation unto, which was the grace, was a prophet. So there is no publication of salvation except it's in the company of the prophets. So they don't publish salvation. So if they are beginning to publish salvation in our midst, it shows prophets are already rising in our midst. Prophetic company are rising. Men that servants. Pastor Tim was talking about serving righteousness unto holiness and serving God unto everlasting life. Servants are being raised in the house. Not seers, but men that see into the eternal through the activity of the power of God, which is the faith of God. So they publish salvations among prophets. Those are when they bring the grace of God, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ that has been brought to you at this last time. Have you been blessed tonight? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Prophet. He's a prophet. He's the spirit of the prophet. He's the spirit of the prophet. Prophet. He's the spirit of the prophet. He's prophet. Spirit of Christ is the spirit of prophet. He's the spirit of the prophet. Prophet. He's my prophet. You are my prophet. You are my prophet.
Oh, Jephrestivania, Testivonia, 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 Testimon Captain de Filitios Tejualatani Kavote. For indeed I have begun to bring forth the testimony. I am unfolding the testimony. I am unfolding the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I have begun to raise prophets among you. I have begun to raise prophets among you. For the testimony raises prophets. The testimony raises prophets. The testimony raises prophets. So I am teaching testimony. I am bringing testimony. I'm unveiling testimony. I unveil testimony. I unveil testimony. I unveil testimony. I unveil testimony. And I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I reap prophets. For everywhere testimony is preached, and everywhere testimony is unveiled, I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I reap prophets. Even amongst you, I raise prophets. Yea, amongst you, I raise prophets. Men with inquisitive nature to inquire into the invisible. Yea, I raise them. 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 For in this season, I am proposed to publish salvation among they that have been raised prophets. I am proposed to publish salvation. So I bring testimony. 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 And I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I reap prophets. I turn you by testimony to prophets. I turn you by testimony to prophets. I raise you by testimony to prophets, to prophets, to prophets, to prophets. For I am determined, yes, I am proposed to raise and publish salvation. And nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me. Yes, it's a calibration in the spirit. It's a timing in the spirit. It is the last times. And salvation, even the salvation of our God, it must be published. I bring the testimony. I bring testimony. And I read prophets.
We receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. We receive. We receive. We receive. We receive the things that pertain to our adoption. We receive. We receive tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive. We receive. We receive. Libra dovash kepehende siapata. Sabda libra hash kimate. Endebele debele debele urashke pelima ruta sitanda libra hashka. Aruma taha debele apoba. Libra da balada baleske. Embra da balada baleske. Embra da balada baleske. Etele brehende benima ruskiata. Aborota susambalia. Amrush kepene anta satalia rabababashanda labraha da baliba rabalashke and the berra da baske pleda basata lebrahanda bani rababashanda lebrahanda bani apaura septalibrahashka and the berra da balada bash lebra da balia to maruta sisi ambanishkipa araba ten the berra shkipane masuta leda kapa rabalash. We come into grace, grace, grace. For the revelation of Jesus Christ, grace. We have experienced grace. We come into more of grace. Abundance of grace. More of grace. For this season, grace, 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 grace that is to come. Grace that is to come at the unveiling of the Son of God, of the Son of God, of the Son of God in His full glory. Rishkapata librahanda bani, rababashanda labrada bani barabalashke, etelibrahanda bani barabalashke. Death will be destroyed. Death will be destroyed. Death will be destroyed. Death will be destroyed. Death is to be destroyed. Death is to be destroyed. Meka labrahana shiapali rabalashke anta, rabadaste hendesia porta, beranashke poli. Elibar Rabalashke, Ateli Brahanda Sotoli, Rush Kapota Banyanda Sidaba. The scriptures has to come alive again for the purpose of salvation. The reason why the scriptures were given was for salvation. we're having a series on the air, and I've spent time teaching on the prophets, the essence of the prophet for salvation. The church just needed to get that right. If we don't get it right, we will not be able to get to salvation. The role of the prophets of the New Testament, not even prophets, like it's not prophet in the fivefold. The fivefold ministry is to raise these prophets. That is they are the prophets that he raised John to bring this, yes, to bring words to prophets, to his servants. So you see all of them there are servants. The angel that signifies is a servant. He used servant John to bring it to servants. So the job of salvation is for servants. Thank you very much for that great. Can we give the Lord a big hand for that mess, that strong delivery? Strong delivery. It doesn't matter how in any place is taught by the same spirit, it's going to be the same thing. You can just teach it here and there, it's the same thing. And that's what the church is supposed to be. Supposed to be dining with. We have been helped tonight so much.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.